This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
I'm going to pause before we bring Jonathan up to pay homage or homage, however you say it, to an American icon. You'll know the voice in just a moment. Liberty, honoring the loss of Aretha Franklin, an American icon, incredible music in her lifetime, Jonathan, and sad to hear of her passing, apparently of a long battle with cancer.
Yep, she was the queen of soul, and she certainly had the most powerful and clear and overwhelming voice. I remember attending a couple of her concerts, but also growing up, as a child that was born in 1961, growing up with Aretha Franklin music around me quite a bit, and she was something else. I mean, that voice it reminds me of a lot of distinctive voices in the soul area, Ray Charles and some other voices that a lot of people are aware of. But Aretha Franklin truly deserves that title, Queen, and she was an extraordinary, gifted singer, all natural talent, just, and the way she could manipulate sound, she had a unique sound that dominated soul in the 1960s, particularly 70s, 80s, and she remained a figure even into the modern generation, even as the basic music changed and became hip hop and all that stuff. Her voice still is so powerful that the present generation can appreciate her as much as the past generation. So she's a classic, and she is an icon, and her voice and her music will live long into the future. And she will, you know, that's a remarkable thing. She gave a gift to the world that the Lord gave her. Mm-hmm. And she started, you know, just like a lot of the Motown people, in the churches. I mean, she's a gospel music singer who became a pop star because she just had such an enormously attractive voice, so powerful, so moving, and you know, you just had to go with the flow when she's singing.
Yeah, absolutely, the soul, queen of soul, as you say. And you know, I 5 years after you came about on planet Earth, I was arriving, and I didn't hear her music as much as a young little kid, but I remember the biggest introduction to many in our generation that came a little later was the Blues Brothers movie, when she did that fantastic song Think, and the whole choreography of it, and it really brought the power of her voice even into the movie. So she had a theatrical bent to her as well, and again, just astonishing career and amazing uplifting voice, and I'm just sad to see her go. And of course, it's another pancreatic cancer death. And this kind of aligns with our dedication to health freedom, to, you know, wish that she and others, because she had, you know, apparently did very well financially. She could have afforded any treatment, to know that there are holistically and integratively inclined medical doctors that have helped people to survive pancreatic cancer despite the prognosis of death within months, that the official story is and the FDA says is the only way to go.
Yeah, it's tragic with cancer, and she had pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible thing, you know, and she was a very private person, so she withdrew, and almost no one, I think, realized that she had pancreatic cancer and was going through the process of dying from it until it was announced that that was what she died from.
She did switch her diet a bit at the end, too. There's a little story about that. So she probably lived longer than most that would just immediately go to medicine and not change anything about what's going on. So happy to hear that. And listen, I am happy to hear that you're back safe and sound after your 2 weeks visiting with your wife, Italy. Apparently you were out in the old country, visited all over, toured not only that, but some other countries and places. And I assume the food is good. You sound great.
Well, thanks. Yes, the food was good. It was delicious, and the trip was fantastic all throughout the Adriatic. So we were in Rome, and then in Venice, and then in various parts of Croatia and Greece. And it was very memorable, very beautiful sights, and so much there, you know, from the Vatican to Doge's Palace in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathtakingly beautiful things to admire and cherish and think that there is such talent in this world among people. But then, you know, I saw a couple of things that were kind of interesting to me from the vantage point of an American citizen, and that was I couldn't help but be struck by the extraordinary poverty that surrounds Rome and just how tired the economy is in Rome, but for tourism, it's really rough. The people are overtaxed. You have a socialist state operating throughout Europe, particularly there,
mm-hmm.
And you don't see that upward mobility that we so often see here in the United States. But for the stint of Obama years, where upward mobility was stagnant, it's back again in spades, and people are rising again. You don't see any evidence of that upward mobility, and you see more of a caste type system. You ask yourself, well, my goodness, so much tourism money is coming into these places. Rome's, I think, next to the Great Wall of China, the most attended city in the world because of the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
And
many people making pilgrimages to the Vatican, I guess, as well. But, yeah, it's very heavily trafficked.
The money's going into concentration in the government and in, you know, particular hands. But it's not – we don't have a robust free market economy there. And that's the killer. You see people – they're beautiful people. They're working as hard as they can, but they're not able to retain what they have, what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they can't capitalize on earnings and build a more robust economy. So there's a lot of graffiti all over the place, a lot of discontent apparently among youth, a lot of criminal activity for the first time that I've seen in you know, quite a bit. But then the other thing that struck me on the trip was the you know, the beauty of things, that there's so much beauty. And at a time when artistic talent, you forget, these people like Leonardo da Vinci were paid handsomely to produce these magnificent works, and but for sponsors who would pay enormous sums to have them do the work, whether it's the Vatican or, you know, a group of private investors, we would never have had these things. So in a socialist country, there is nothing particularly strikingly new.
Right.
It's the beauty of a prior era.
I think of the ancient Roman Republic. If you go to Washington, D.C., you see a lot of inspiration in terms of architecture. and common themes that go way back. But again, the appreciation and protection for individual liberty, even in democracy, was not necessarily there any more than it is in a socialist country today.
Yeah, that's quite true.
Yeah. But I'm glad you're back, and back where some of us still appreciate individual liberty and will stand up for what's right and not back down. In the face of overwhelming calls and cries over the last 8 years prior to Trump for more socialism. In fact, it's still happening, as we've seen some evidence of voters saying pulling the lever for socialism. Don't know anything about history, apparently, whether it's history or contemporary, happening today. So we got to do that. In fact, one of the stories is quickly made the rounds, gone viral, as we're both kind of catching up on the news. But Governor Andrew Cuomo from, I think, New York, isn't it? Has declared that America, we're not going to make it great again because it never was that great. I'm thinking, well, why did your ancestors emigrate from Italy, if that were the case?
Right. Let me just say that those few words he spoke tell more about him than anything he has ever said. There are certain deeds, for example, that he's responsible for, that also are remarkable, like removing certain art that had always been in the Federal Center in New York, that are classic pieces of Americana, portraits of the founding generation, replacing it with what he thought was a more appropriately eclectic assembly of modern art that included representations of every racial minority and every woman. I have absolutely no problem with that art, but I do have a problem with someone who takes out of a place where it has been forever this art and the founding generation and mothballs it, because that art from the founding generation is a national treasure. And modern art, while it may be interesting, while it may ultimately become a classic in some people's mind, should not be viewed as necessary to replace our history. And so he really hurt us. But I'd like to talk a little bit more about it when we come back from the break, because those words really bother me.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about why we believe America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth as well. Perspective is in order. We're going to provide it for you. Guess who? Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, along with Robert Scott Bell on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour happens each and every week at this time, also simulcasting on YouTube. Be there.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Why no expiration dating? Because liberty never goes bad unless you abandon it, unless you abandon the defense of it. And Jonathan Emord, we're talking about Andrew Cuomo's perspective that America is not great, never has been really. And I just wanted to remind folks, and those are longtime listeners, you know what I'm about to say. The greatest thing about America to me, and again, we can go into a lot of things. I don't mind. I could do a whole show with you on that. We'd have fun with that. But is ultimately the defense of individual liberty. That was something that had never before occurred, at least in recorded history, that a government was founded to defend and maximize the liberty of the people. That is unique on the planet, and no other country, I believe, is founded in that high, high, high ideal. And it's not guaranteed to continue, because it's something we have to be diligent about defending and vigilant about watching those who would run roughshod over it, Jonathan. What do you think?
He is, only in this country could he stand up there and bash his own country and have the full defense of the First Amendment to protect him in doing it. Only in this country could he be born with a silver spoon and enjoy all these benefits that he's had his whole life because he's been a spoiled brat his entire existence, and then be privileged to represent the people of the state of New York and stand before them and tell them that their great country is not really that great after all, and that he never really thought it was a great country after all. He has a lot of chutzpah. He is an arrogant, condescending person. He spoke his mind. He spoke deliberately. He's been backtracking all day long. But the point is, we heard the truth from him. That's who he is. And he doesn't deserve to be governor of New York. He doesn't deserve to be in any elected position because he is an ungrateful American. He is not a person who respects
sure.
the blood, the sweat, and tears that people put to make this nation free. He doesn't appreciate that this, among all nations of the world, has a written constitution that has dedicated a government to the protection of individual liberty. He does not appreciate how precious that liberty is and how great it is to be in this country. And as a result, he can say something like that. He has his full First Amendment right to do so, but we don't have to vote for him.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? Well, yeah, that's what I think about that. It's like, which voters was he going for? You know, I think I'll write a speech and I'll talk about how great America isn't. And I'll get more votes in New York. And if that's the case, leave New York. Just like we say,
well,
leave California.
He's watching the turn of events. He sees socialists overtly, sees socialists overtly proclaiming themselves to be socialists in a very honest manner, unlike other eras in which people would hide under cover and say they were Democrats. They're coming right out and saying they're socialists. Well, he thinks he's got to curry favor with those constituents who are a small minority of the universe, but represent a big power structure, the Democratic Party. So he thought he'd just go ahead and step a little bit over there and do his own Kupernick kneeling thing. And he did it with his mouth. And he said something very reprehensible, but it tells a lot about him. He's a phony, and he ought not be reelected governor of New York. He should go where phonies go when the truth is finally exposed, when the lights are on them, when we finally figure out who they are. I've always known that he wasn't a person of great integrity, but I've recently, from his statements, realized that this man is ungrateful. He's got everything in the world available to him, has had since he was born, thanks to this country, and he's ungrateful. So let's kick him out.
No, yeah. And in the meantime, we'll keep reminding everybody about what is great about this country, and not in a superficial way, but in the deepest way possible, to recognize that, yeah, there are things that are going to be going awry in life. That's just what happens in life. But if you have as a fundamental principle, you want to defend each person's right to live how they live as long as they violate nobody else's rights, you've got a very unique opportunity in America that you don't in other places. And I'll be the first to, acknowledge that, it's not perfect, but then, on this planet, in this existence God has granted us, we have choices to make. We've been granted the freedom to screw up. And some of the greatest things I've learned is from really screwing up royally. So this maybe he'll figure it out. But probably if he's lived this life this long, he probably has figured out that he doesn't really like America. I don't know if he does want socialism or something else, but the people in New York got to figure out maybe not a great idea to be represented by someone who looks at his country in this way. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go of a political and economic nature. We're going to talk about the battle of Trump versus Brennan, his double secret security access, how do you say it? Apparently has been revoked. And it's stirring up a little bit of good stuff, bad stuff. We'll talk about it with Jonathan Emord. And then, 11-year-old child takes a knee. Who does Hillary Clinton praise? Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com, Sacred Fire of Liberty. On each and every week, we can get Jonathan Emord away from all the busy work he's doing defending liberty up there in the district of, well, they call it Columbia, but oftentimes it's criminal. And, of course, the oligarchy standing against your freedom to move about the American cabin. And we're going to do our level best to communicate how best to navigate through and around that, hopefully squash it so it doesn't damage the future generations. But once again, as Jonathan and I are talking today, sometimes you have to lose something to appreciate having at a certain point in your life that you didn't, and then maybe you'll be willing to stand up and fight for it. like our founders did. Jonathan, welcome back, my friend.
Yes, sir.
So we have more news here. Brennan, this guy that's been after Trump, apparently, CIA Director John O'Brien, a bitter and vocal Trump critic, was denied recently, very recently, his super secret, I don't know what they call that status, top secret access or some clearance. It's been revoked, and I'm pleased about it. I don't know what you're thinking on this, but I think it's a good move.
I'm delighted. I think that's exactly what needed to happen. In fact, much more needs to happen to him. I mean, he engineered this whole Trump-Russia collusion thing, and he's an evil, manipulative man. I mean, he tried to thwart the will of the American electorate by Trump, by basically framing Donald Trump. There's a great book, Greg Jarrett's book, The Russia Hoax, which has been on the New York Times bestsellers list for some time. Jarrett is really brilliant, and he's a legal analyst and political analyst for Fox. He gets it right. He was prescient in that a lot of what he read. He's a lawyer. He read through all the documentation and was able to piece it together. Now it's all coming into place, precisely as Jarrett predicts in his book, or doesn't predict, but concludes in his book based on all of the connections. But John Brennan was the focal point, ex-CIA director. He was an Obama-Clinton stooge, and he meant for Donald Trump not to become president, and he meant to get him impeached. And he had this strong bias, which led him, even though the evidence from Christopher Steele, the dossier from Steele that goes after Trump, says that he was a patsy for the Russians, came through the Clinton campaign to him, and was a wholly trumped up document that Steele has repudiated under oath. And at the time when Brennan got that information, was working with others at the CIA, they were fully aware that the information was just inconsistent, was insufficient to draw any conclusions. And furthermore, they took no steps to stop. If they really believed it, they would have been undertaking steps to stop the effects, which were then ongoing, of Russian quote-unquote collusion and interference with the election. Well, of course, they didn't do anything. And they just sat back, and then they turned the story into something that didn't exist, which was a framing of Donald Trump that he was in some way in cahoots with the Russians attempting to interfere with the electoral process in the United States, which is absolutely unproven.
It's uncharacteristic as well. Again, as a business guy, you know, going back through his history, and I know people that have worked with him for many years, I mean, to think that he would sell out his country, I don't find the evidence to support that anywhere. He really is pro-American in this way. He wants to make better trade deals for our country, for our workers here. And, you know, and he recognizes, too, that other countries are supposedly out for their best interest. But what I think he identified, and rightly so, is that previous administrations had not negotiated on behalf of our interest as much as globalist interest.
It's more than just his attempt to tar Donald Trump and try to get him impeached. He was part and parcel of the movement to minimize the significance, great significance, of the law violations by Hillary Clinton, of the Uranium One deal, and of the use of her power as Secretary of State to benefit the Clinton Foundation and to get speaking engagements for astronomical sums for her husband, which is conflict of interest. And she pursued all those things, which were gross violations, without any hint of FBI effort whatsoever to seriously take her out of the picture, even though she was colluding, quote-unquote, with the Russians in the Uranium One situation, turning over the American uranium supply necessary for fission reactions largely to Russian control. But here's the real kicker here. You know, just they were trying so desperately to make the Steele thing stick. And then when it started to unravel, they were doing everything they possibly could to put struts in it and hold it up. But now, with all the material that has come to pass, we see very clearly that this was a conscious effort largely instigated by John Brennan, ex-CIA director, in gross violation of the law, to pursue a political agenda to attack and destroy Donald Trump through the use of the instrumentalities of the intelligence community. And that, we can't have it. We can't have that in this country. We cannot have a secret police force working to thwart the will of the American people and put into office someone that bureaucracy prefers. And he should, there's a lot more going on. He's being investigated, and this may ultimately result in charges against him.
Yeah.
No. So he continuously uses the pulpit political pulpit to bash Donald Trump. Uncharacteristically, most CIA, ex-CIA directors largely disappear after they leave office, not him.
Well, and this has always been the risk of what now has become known as deep state or shadow government, that there were always, and I think our founders were aware that there would be attempts to overthrow our government from within, enemies foreign or domestic. They were no fools about that. And, the moment we, launched into this under this Constitution, that more perfect union, there were attempts made to sabotage from within. So it's not like it's new, but they've taken it to deeper and deeper levels with the technology involved and engaged in. And so we have a lot of people who may claim to be, proud Americans, whether they be establishment Democrat or Republican, that are attacking and trying to sabotage this administration. And I'm not saying that everything they do is fully constitutional. Those are debates that will always go on. But the reality is I'm thrilled that we have first time in a long time, someone who's looking out for this country more than the globalist agenda.
Well, what's interesting? So Hillary Clinton's campaign met with the Russians, and they have received information from the Russians, and they used that in their campaign. And Donald Trump, not himself, but his people met with certain people who are Russians. There's absolutely nothing illegal with meeting with a Russian and listening to what a Russian has to say. There's nothing illegal about that. There's no illegality with quote unquote collusion, so long as it doesn't violate the law. I mean, you can talk to a Russian, you can even agree with them. But that doesn't make it an illegality. What makes it an illegality is when you go one step farther and you actually affect a violation of the criminal laws. When you do what Hillary did, the Trump campaign people had interactions with Russians, as every campaign has had since a presidential campaign since the 1960s and before. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do anything illegal with the information, and they didn't get any information that was top secret or otherwise, illegal to hold or obtain. None. But Hillary Clinton used her office as Secretary of State to engineer a deal, the Uranium One deal, which violated our national interest, actually was a conflict of interest, used her position to benefit the Clinton Foundation and get hundreds of millions of dollars into that Clinton Foundation.
Well, advantage to Putin and Russia in the context of enriching her own foundation.
And those conflicts of interest are a violation of law. And her use of her private server to have all the information that came into the Secretary of State, top secret and otherwise, on a private unsecured server is a violation of federal law, and it was whitewashed by Comey, and it has been not the subject of a Mueller investigation, and it was whitewashed by John Brennan. But when they're trying to eke out any possible sliver of argument to use against Donald Trump, but it doesn't amount to any illegality. Right. And they completely ignore the illegality of the Clintons, completely. That's not justice. That's not the rule of law. That is biased political prosecution that is just like it is in the Soviet Union. Former Soviet Union, just like it is in Russia today or in China.
Well, we talked about the character of a Cuomo and what he said. Look at what Hillary Clinton is coming out and doing. And granted, folks, I'm not arguing whether this little girl has a quote unquote right to kneel during the Pledge of Allegiance. Right? This is not the issue. But of all the things you're going to praise, you're going to go, Hillary Clinton comes out and tweets, it takes courage to exercise your right to protest injustice, especially when you're 11. Keep up the good work, Mariana. Now, what is it that taking a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance in grade school at 11 years of age is accomplishing? And what does an 11-year-old even know? You know, because a lot of this is all about social justice. And, you know, if we defend individual liberty, we recognize that each and every one of us is different. We all have different strengths, weaknesses, talents. Some of us are willing to work harder than others. Some just want to coast on things and some silver spoons, whatever. But whatever it is, the opportunity is supposed to be there for you to excel or exceed in a direction you'd like to go. Not that you're equal. Well, under the law, you should be, of course. But this concept of social justice, again, socialism, is so far from devoid of an acknowledged history, a foundation of what this country is about, that taking a knee to protest what? Exactly.
Right. She's an 11-year-old girl. I don't know what motivated her, caused her to do that. And, you know, she's a child. We shouldn't be sitting around criticizing a child. We can say we disagree with what she did, and that's fine, but we shouldn't be attacking her. What we certainly should not be doing is what Hillary Clinton does, because Hillary Clinton is doing what Andrew Cuomo did. She's doing the same thing. What she's saying by endorsing the Kaepernick, you know, kneeling type thing when in the face of the national anthem is bigger than a isolated protest. It's a denunciation of the country. The flag represents all of us. And it's the same type of contemptuous, condescending action by Clinton that you also have by Cuomo.
Yeah.
These people are not friends of the United States, and we should not be their friends when it comes to elected office, that's for sure.
All right, we'll talk more about this. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues, wrapping it up next segment with Jonathan Ebord, having a great discussion.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Genesis Communications Network, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on, syndicated there and, of course, archived there. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and simulcasting on YouTube. In fact, one of our regular viewers and listeners, Jonathan, is a police officer, Officer Hayes. Great guy. And it adds a lot to the conversation there. And by the way, hi, Mom. Mom's watching as well. Officer Hayes says the same people that kneel toward the flag will pledge allegiance to medical doctors and the pharmaceutical medical system. Isn't that an irony? Yes, like the people of California, the Democratic leftists, who have sold their children to the pharmaceutical bidders. They have bought them. They can inject them with heavy metals. We're going to find out later that they're worried about eating them, but not injecting them. They can eat and inject all they want out there in California without religious liberty taking any part in it. You can't say no based on your religious beliefs or any other beliefs. So, great points, Officer Hayes. Yes, that's a very salient point in terms of you're willing to protest the flag, but just bow down to any authoritarian in the medical police state. That's your cue, Jonathan.
Oh, sorry. I agree with him. This is what happened to a boatload of people who became a part of the Roosevelt administration in the 1930s. They went over to Russia and they had this romantic view of communism, and they met with Stalin and they were so impressed, and then they were so heartbroken and crestfallen when suddenly Stalin has these purges and starts killing people and putting people, moving people off the farms and forcing them into different parts of the country and exterminating his political enemies and attacking Trotsky and all these things. And suddenly they realized, much to their chagrin, that when you give all power to the government and it's vested in political hands, that, gee, it's not all roses for everybody else. You end up sooner or later being a slave to that person, and you're forced to endure what they want, much, you know, contrary to what you thought it would be. So a lot of these people wrote all these glowing things when they came back from this boat trip, and then they were, Amity Shales writes about this in The Forgotten Man, then they were subsequently, you know, chagrined when suddenly it's socialism ends up being an iron fist. Well, it was iron fist to begin with. You give power to someone, they have control.
Yeah.
If you don't keep that power for yourself, you don't protect individual liberty, you don't make the people sovereign,
someone will take
then you're going to have slavery.
Yeah.
You're going to be abused.
And listen,
later.
If we were to pick apart the Pledge of Allegiance, I would take issue with some of those aspects of it. I mean, even the concept of indivisible, I mean, that seems to nullify the Declaration of Independence, where we talk about if government, you know, violates, you know, its prime directive as it was set out, that you have the right to alter or abolish. It seems to eliminate that. Maybe I'm nitpicking here, but again, I think it's okay to have these discussions.
Well, I think you are nitpicking, Robert, but the term indivisible does not necessarily mean that you are eliminating dissent, and here it does not mean that. When they say one nation under God, indivisible, it's indivisible in the sense that you can't be separated from your rights. You can't be said not to be entitled to natural rights, to life, liberty, and property. And the government cannot separate you from.
I like that perspective much better, Jonathan.
Indivisible does not mean you can't dissent. It means that. And, you know, when you listen to the whole thing, I mean, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That means the people are sovereign.
Yes.
People are sovereign in their liberty.
Here we have a failing
too.
We have a failing of the people to understand the word justice and its true definition. Now it's social justice, not everyone getting what they deserve according to the laws of God. You know, that's a whole different context that, you know, they've delineated. Again, that's why I like discussing this, to go deeper and deeper on it.
Yes. Well, I think in context it means as what I said, but, you know, I'm so open to debate. But the basic point is people ought to be grateful for being in this country. It's a great, it remains the greatest country on earth. There are a lot of problems that we got to get over with, but I'm telling you, having a constitution that protects individual liberty is a great blessing.
Amen to that, Jonathan. Vitamin G, that's gratitude here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which I have a lot of for you. Jonathan E. Moore. R.I.P. Aretha Franklin as well. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing next hour. Thank you, Jonathan. Another great Sacred Fire of Liberty edition, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.